Hi, thanks for watching Q&A with Janae, your resource for inspiration to make life happy, nourished, and delicious. So today I actually have a guest on, one of my friends. Her name is Kendra, and she is a personal trainer, and she has this amazing company called Barefoot Tiger. And with Barefoot Tiger, basically, she offers in-home personal training, yoga, and Pilates. And so the reason I have her on today is because I had a question sent to me from Misty, and Misty is pregnant and she wanted to know, Janae, what are some healthy plant-based tips that I can apply to my pregnancy? And so I've never been pregnant, but Kendra has.
Yes.
She had a little baby boy named Liam a little bit over 4 months ago, and her pregnancy went very well, and she's obviously just a beacon of health. So I figured let's have Kendra on to school us on healthy plant-based pregnancy. So welcome, Kendra.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited because we have a few things that I really want to talk about. I know you're just a wealth of information. So to start, what was the biggest thing that you wish you had known before, or what was the biggest discovery or biggest thing that you can share with a pregnant woman now?
Yeah. You know, actually, one of the most surprising things when I was pregnant was finding out how much protein a pregnant woman needs.
Mm.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's about 70 grams a day, which is quite a bit of protein.
It is.
And being plant-based,
mm-hmm.
I had to find ways to get 70 grams of protein.
Uh-huh.
And like you know, because you just did a blog post on it last
week,
right. Video.
Check that out.
You know, it's actually very easy to find protein in plant-based foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ate a lot of things like lentils and legumes and greens. Just mixed them into my diet and tried to eat as many of those foods as possible.
Wonderful.
So that was really surprising
to me. Ooh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of, I'm thinking about, man, how much protein do I really eat? And it's definitely not 70 grams.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That is a ton.
It is a lot. And even, you know, nuts and seeds and those add protein as well.
So, for sure. And I like those.
Yeah.
I ate a ton of those.
And with the benefit of having extra protein in your diet, you also, you're eating a really healthy diet, and all of the food that you eat is going to create this little baby inside of you. So if there's ever a time to eat really healthy foods, now is the time when you're pregnant.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Added benefit of eating protein during your pregnancy is that it has been shown to reduce the risk of preeclampsia.
Okay.
And so a high protein diet can help you reduce that risk.
Okay.
Which is a good thing to reduce. Preeclampsia is tends to come in towards the end of pregnancy, and it's high blood pressure.
Okay.
And it can be a pretty severe and serious matter if
okay.
it happens.
So you can prevent that.
Yeah. Eating lots of protein can can help.
Lower the risk. Oh,
yes.
Good. Okay, good. So, ladies, keep that in mind. And also, like you said, it's easy to do on a plant-based diet. Make sure you get all those things, the lentils, the legumes, the nuts and seeds, the greens. Mm-hmm. You told me that Liam had some food sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that? I know that's a common thing for kids and women these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I found out he had food sensitivities basically, obviously, after he was born.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it showed up in him being a little more fussy, having a lot of gas, being really uncomfortable. And the biggest hint was in his poop.
Okay.
So if you have a small baby and they're very fussy, they tend to get really fussy around when they eat. And they have poops that are not your usual color, and you can look that up online. I'll spare you the details.
Okay.
I would talk to a pediatric gastroenterologist or your pediatrician, and we figured out, working with our pediatrician, that I needed to eliminate a few foods from my diet.
Right. And what were those?
The common allergens, the most common is milk, cow's milk, and soy.
Okay.
Also eggs, nuts, and wheat.
Wow.
So for me, I did a pretty strict elimination
diet,
and I took it all out.
So
I wasn't eating dairy already, and I wasn't eating eggs.
Oh, that's right,
So I took those out, or they were already out, and so I took out soy, nuts, and wheat, and slowly reintroduced them back in to see, you know, what effect it would have on my baby.
Right.
And it was so amazing. Once I took these foods out, it was like I had a different baby.
Really?
And it took a week.
Really?
Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah. It took about a week to get out of his system, maybe 2 weeks. But once it goes out of his system, and it takes a while to get out of your system too if you're breastfeeding, but then reintroducing them, then we could pinpoint exactly what it was.
Wow.
And it just makes for a much happier baby.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great idea for pregnant women to cut out dairy and soy, the two main allergens, while they're still pregnant.
Mm.
And then afterwards, if you find out that your baby is fussy or, you know, just has fussy periods, maybe try eliminating other foods and see if that helps. And, you know, it's hard to deal with a baby who's really fussy.
Yeah.
So if you can try cutting those things out and see what effect it has,
right,
it can make a huge difference.
Man, that is surprising. I mean, that's awesome. That's really good to know. Because I'm sure that a lot of women have fussy babies and babies with gassy babies and babies with maybe irregular poop too, but are not thinking that it could be the food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good piece of advice.
Yeah.
Thank you. We know Kendra is a personal trainer and a yoga teacher. So I imagine that you were pretty active during your pregnancy. Actually, I know that you were. And so how was that? Did that really affect the pregnancy? And was that an important part for you?
It did.
Yeah?
It really had a positive effect on my pregnancy, and it was a huge part of my pregnancy because of the work that I do, but I really wanted to stay active and stay healthy and make sure that I was setting myself up for a faster recovery. So doing a lot of prenatal yoga.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I did yoga every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I walked a lot.
Okay.
Stayed really active up until the day I went into labor.
Wow.
So, and I highly, highly recommend
staying
as active as you can, following the same regimen that you did before you got pregnant, and continuing it into your pregnancy, maybe with a reduced effort, because after a while, you know, you're carrying around a lot of extra weight.
Right.
So even just walking, you know, carrying around 25 to 35 extra pounds.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, that in and of itself is exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it really helps with the recovery afterwards, because you're not only strong, you're building your muscles and remaining strong for the labor.
Yeah.
You're also making sure that you can recover well and making your recovery easier.
Of course. Bounce back.
Definitely.
Afterwards. Oh, and tell us about, so Kendra has this amazing, funny story about after you gave birth.
Yeah.
So, a good lesson to why you should be active.
Right after I gave birth, so I was in the delivery room. I had just given birth, natural unmedicated childbirth.
Yes. Wow!
My doctor said, not 3 minutes after, he said, "Do you do yoga?" And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Those yoga women are strong."
Oh, like, okay.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So he pinpointed that I do yoga right from the get-go.
That's amazing.
It was really, really helpful.
So it shows you how important that is. Wow, so that was just so helpful. Just to wrap up, though, just to repeat what we covered, protein being extremely important for pregnant ladies and how easy that can be on a plant-based diet with the lentils, other legumes, the greens, the nuts and seeds. Nice, awesome. Also, the allergies and the food sensitivities, that is just so good to know. I didn't realize how that could really affect the baby, so thank you. Oh, and of course, staying active. Ladies, remember that. Keep that in mind. Staying active is so important, even when you're pregnant, and of course, before as well. So, cool. Yeah. And so, Kendra, where can we find you online if people want to look you up?
Yeah, so we're at barefoottiger.com,
and
we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
Facebook is Barefoot Tiger Live Well, and Twitter is @barefoottiger_tiger.
Awesome. Cool.
And if you have any questions, if any of your viewers have questions for us, either activity or pregnancy questions, you can email info@barefoottiger.com or leave comments down there in the comment section.
Yeah, she's going to be, if you guys have any particular specific questions that you want to share publicly in the comments section, Kendra can answer them for you there also, which is awesome. And is there anything else, I don't know, that you wanted to share?
You know, actually, one of the best gifts, if you're wondering a gift, if you're trying to find a gift for a pregnant lady in your life or a new mama in your life, the best gift that I could have possibly ever received was food delivery from this lady right here.
Oh,
it was
really?
Amazing. So
I'm
Janae,
happy. Thank you.
The Sweet Potato Soul Kitchen delivered a week worth of food for this new mama. And let me tell you, new mamas love that.
Yeah.
It was so easy to eat really healthy foods Good. And knowing that it was made with love from mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm. And I was nourishing myself and my baby, and all I had to do was just pop it in the oven,
Wonderful.
Reheat it, and it was so delicious. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you. And thank you for coming today and sharing all of your wisdom and knowledge with us.
Thank you for having me.
That was fabulous.
Great.
Remember to leave your questions and comments for Kendra and me in the comments section below. And if you have a question for a future episode of Q&A with Janae, leave that there too. Do you have a pregnant woman in your life? Share this video with her right now. For more healthy eating tips and free recipes, visit my website, www.sweetpotatosoul.com, and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest at Sweet Potato Soul. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What about on social media? Because I know you're on Facebook and
yeah.
on Twitter.
Facebook, Barefoot Tiger Live Well, and on Twitter. Barefoot,
awesome.
Barefoot underscore Twitter.
Okay.
No.
Tiger?
Tiger.
Oh, I guess. That's another good outtake. Let me ask you about the social media again, too. And so I know you have social media, Facebook and Twitter, so can we find you on there?
Yes, yeah. definitely. Facebook is Barefoot Tiger Live Well.
Okay.
And on Twitter, it's Barefoot underscore
Well, you just gotta keep their lips nice and moisturized. All
right.
My mom. I gotta get my eyebrows in later today, too.
Outtake.
Are you filming that? Oh, great.
Okay.